Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, we wait all week for this because it's just fun. I don't know. I enjoy it. I always have. And it's a reason to play funny audio. It is the picks.
Nice pick.
They listen to you, Mike.
It's set time.
I think it's going to be a close game.
Explode in the second half.
I am downright hard.
There's one pick missing, right?
I mean, I'll be as brief as I can because your show is incredibly popular today.
Those are the picks.
Brought to you by Family Heating and Cooling.
Oh, Roberto crept in there this week. All right. Little late ad there. Last week, Sully 6-4. David and I, the picture of mediocrity at 5-5. We start week two. Cincy travels to Ohio State, only the fifth time they've ever gotten a shot at OSU. It's like Sully found the crappiest line. 16, it was 17. What happened?
This morning I went on ESPN Pick Center, wrote exactly down what it was.
This man's a deadbeat. 16 is the number. David leads us off.
Give me my steak, medium well.
Everyone's talking about Luke Fickle returning back to Ohio State. Who cares? I don't care if it's 16 to 17. Ohio State wins big.
Second dick.
All right, over to Sully.
I got killed on OSU last week, but I'm going to go OSU again, playing against assistant coach Max Bulla on Cincinnati's sideline. Give me OSU.
You're both idiots. Cincy's experienced. They got a quarterback who won 11 games last year. They dominated UCLA. I think they're going to put up a nice fight here. Give me the points and the Bearcats.
Oh, that's a great story.
Oh, shut up. A&M travels to Clemson, the 3:30 afternoon delight. Clemson laying 16.5. We go to David.
He's got AIDS.
Wow, Sully.
Glad to see that made its return for 2019.
This is a revenge game for Texas A&M after losing by 2 points last year. Trevor Lawrence can't be that bad in week two. Yes, he can. I think Texas A&M keeps it close. Go Aggies.
Over to Sully.
Yeah, I stayed away from this one on the cash the ticket, but if I had to pick, I'm going to choose Clemson. I think they're going to put up just enough to cover this.
It was getting bigger and blacker.
I think what's interesting is Kellen Mond might be one of the only quarterbacks in America who can go toe-to-toe with Trevor Lawrence on the college level, not pro upside. Jimbo Fisher, 4-4 all-time against Dabo. His losses by less than 10 points on average. Give me the points here, even though I stayed.
Whoa.
Calm down. LSU travels to Texas. Texas laying... This is unbelievable. LSU's given 6.5, according to Sully. He's making this up.
Mike, you realize these lines change, right? They're different than Cash the Ticket yesterday.
Every one of these has gotten worse since we recorded Cash the Ticket. David.
I am downright hard.
Yes, I am for this game. Since 2017, Texas is 2-4 versus top 10 teams. LSU, 5-2. And Texas has no running back. I'm going to LSU.
Over to Sully.
Yeah, I can't buy into Texas's back just quite yet. I'm going to take LSU here. I think they're a dark horse title contender borderline.
I think Texas's defense blows. I think LSU's got the best secondary in America. Say hello to Grant Delpit. We're going to find out if Sammy Ellinger's really for real.
Yeah.
I'm taking Coach O, 5-2 since 2017 against top 10 opponents. Give me the Bayou Bengals here. I'll take LSU.
You need a Hummer?
Tell them about it, JoJo.
Tell them about it, JoJo.
Yes.
Hey, I'm Coach O.
Thank you, Ed. That's enough. Western travels to State. State now laying 15. Apparently the worst team in America. David.
Both my son's flag football team's offense will look better than Michigan State. I'm going Western Michigan Broncos here.
Do it live!
I have to.
Oh, yeah.
I have to.
Sully, who slept with multiple girls from Western Michigan.
Well, and I love my Michigan State girls, too. I'm going to take MSU here. I think that they're going to find a way to cover. They have to, as I said yesterday, get their offense right before Big Ten play starts. Give me State.
I just think this number has gotten down. It's there, a value point hit somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look, 15? I'll take State. If they don't beat Western by 15, there are major, major issues. To hell with it.
Better team won today.
Thanks, Tom.
That's the talk radio,
all
idiots.
All right. Army goes to Michigan. Michigan laying 22. David.
This is the year for Michigan. Ooh. DPJ will be outstanding, and Shea Patterson is a Heisman candidate.
Oh, come on.
Wow.
Let's go, Michigan.
Whatever.
It's sack time!
Yes, Sully.
Yeah, I was nervous about this game. A little less nervous after how Army looked week one. Here's what I expect. I think it's going to be close than people might think in the first half. I could see a 7-3 game after the first quarter, but I think Michigan's going to pull away late and cover that 22.
Whatever. I hate their guts. Go, Army, go.
Oh, man.
What? They're the Black Knights of the Hudson.
Yes,
I'm
they
sorry.
Are.
I hate Michigan. All right, go to the NFL, please. It's very important. Titans travel to Cleveland to take on Team Hype. Browns laying 5.5. David leads us off.
We might lose to the Browns.
Yeah, but we'll see what happens in this game. OBJ is dealing with a hip injury, so I don't know what he looks like. You hate Michigan, Mike.
Yeah.
I hate the Browns.
That's fair.
Go Titans.
Over to Sully.
Yeah, I can't buy into the Browns fantasy football offense until I see
get
that poll
for a
few weeks. And I'd love to get the poll from people about what they think of the Browns offense. I'm going to choose the Titans right here.
Titans, really, really good defense. Mike Vrabel's had all summer to figure this puppy out. I'll pick him to keep it close. Give me the 5.5. Game number two, Rams laying 2 to the Panthers. Panthers at home. David up next.
Going east historically doesn't bode well for teams, but I think that changes here. I have to go with the white receiver in Cooper Kupp and the Rams.
Over to Sully.
This is unbelievable.
Yeah, statistically, not good when traveling that far to Carolina across the entire country. I'm going to take the Panthers.
Panthers, my favorite pick of the week. West Coast, East Coast, Panthers really hard to beat at home.
They are.
Cam's healthy. Give me the Panthers.
Bang!
Game number three, Ravens now laying 7 at Miami. This is the Sully Big Balls play of the week if you listen to Cash the Ticket, radio.com, and iTunes. David, lead us off, please.
Sorry. Fitz Magic has landed in Miami, and Lamar Jackson can't pass the ball. And guess what? I hate the Ravens.
Oh, God.
Go Dolphins.
All right, he'll take the points. We go to Sully.
That was awesome.
Alexa, yeah. I'm going to kill my wife.
Oh, Jamie, come on.
Come on, Jamie.
Dolphins, last 5 years in a row they've covered in week one. I'm going to take Miami.
Well, listen, Sully's got his balls on the block. He can't do it alone. If we're going to get agate smashed, we're going to do it together. Give me the humidity. Give me the heat. Give me the Dolphins losing by 6. Please, God.
Chaos.
What was that?
Chaos.
Another Heather drop.
What? I don't even know what she's saying.
Chaos.
Chaos.
Chaos?
She sounds like Linda Blair in The Exorcist.
Yes!
All right, game number four. I'm embarrassed this is even on there. Giants getting 7 from the Cowboys in Big D. We go to
Finito.
David.
Giants are 1-3 in Dallas the last 4 seasons. And just because... No, I'm sorry. I can't dance because the Cowboys are going to win this game.
Oh, come on, David. I was looking forward to you dancing. You do every single time. Man. I'm going to go with the Cowboys, though. I think Zeke's motivated.
Wow.
I know Mike is high on the Giants with this one.
Just a tinge of racism there.
I'm going to go with Dallas, though.
I mean, oh, my God. I'm going to take the G-men with the points. They always find a way to keep it close against the Cowboys. We'll lose with some dignity in week one. All right, last game of the week. It's the scariest game of the week. The Lions laying 2.5 in the desert where they normally lay down. We go to David on the selection.
The Lions.
We go with no music.
The Lions aren't good in Arizona, and I have to go with the unknown because he's black. Let's go, Kyler Murray and the Cardinals.
Who wants
pizza? A great story.
Over to Sully.
Jeez. I'm going to pick the Lions. I think that they're the better team. I sure as hell hope that it's not 2 years in a row losing to a rookie quarterback. There's no way they can go lose in Arizona, right?
Oh, God.
Right? Am I right?
Hey, it's Doug Carson. I want everyone listening right now to do me.
I'm going to pick Detroit, and hopefully the Lions don't find a way to SOL and burn all of us.
I can't come up with a football reason they lose. I can't do this. I'm going to take the Lions, and if they don't, I'm basically going to take a chair and smash it against the window Monday.
Oh, man.
I honestly, give me the Lions. They lose this game, leave Patricia and his tracksuit.
Oh, my God, how do you pick the Lions? How are the Lions going to win this game? The Steelers are so hot.
All right, take it easy, will you? You're getting a little happy on the buttons. Give me the Lions. All right, late at 2.5. That's enough. I've had enough. David, take us out.
90s.
No, don't. No, really take it. Sing it. Love it.
I'm not singing this. 97.1. Go Steelers!